Welcome to the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show's sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, offering solutions across all life stages. Revive Active are committed to pure, premium, and positive solutions for everyone's well-being needs, working with your body's needs from morning to night, from energy to a restful sleep, kids' health to active aging. We've teamed up to provide UK Health Radio listeners with 15% off their range. So you can try it for yourself. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio 15 to see what feeding super is all about. I'm Dora Walsh, nutritionist and functional medicine practitioner, supporting you to overcome your health problems such as obesity, low immunity, chronic fatigue, skin conditions, digestive problems, out of control cravings, and much more. Join me each week as I delve into the fascinating world of health and nutrition, focusing on the most important developments that can really aid you in your quest for health, energy, and vitality. This week, we're talking insider secrets and looking into a nutritionist's supplement stash, what they take and why they take it. Have you ever wondered what a nutritionist's advice, what kind of advice they follow when it comes to supplements? There are so many out there to choose from. It can be baffling. So away from the day job, what does a qualified nutritional therapist think are the most important nutrients in their supplement stash? So much so that they're non-negotiable. We're talking to Nicola Sainty, nutritional therapist and education manager at Revive Active, who spends her time traveling the Grove, training pharmacists and health stores about Revive Active products and the benefits of supplementation. Welcome to the show, Nicola.
Thank you very much, Dora. It really is a delight to be here.
We've met many times before, Nicola, and what always intrigues me is why nutritionists come to be in this profession. Many of us have that same story, and I'm really intrigued to understand your story.
Yeah, Dora, I think you're quite right. Speaking to fellow colleagues, we all have a reason, a driving fundamental reason. I think mine was actually over just a few stages because, to be honest, I was very much unhealthy, very unhealthy. And I think it's important to say that up front because I think sometimes when you see people and you say about what you do in your profession, they automatically think, oh, that's easy for you. You look really healthy, blah. But I was actually very unhealthy. So much I would say I was very sluggish. I would say overweight. I would say I was suffering headaches and I just didn't feel good all of the time. And this was only actually mid-20s, but I worked for a corporate company for a long time, worked away constantly and eating from these service stations, grab and go. So really poor diet, poor food, poor sleep, poor routine and pattern. And it had caught up me actually mid-20s, which is actually quite young. And so really it was from that, I just started to actually make a few changes myself, trying to think about the headaches, what triggered those, found it was caffeine. So actually removed tea and coffee, headaches subsided. And so I just took it in steps and really started listening to my body and met my husband and we were actually trying for a baby, but we couldn't conceive. And so it took us probably about 5 years. And over that period, I really did start to learn a lot about nutrition. And started to make all these subtle changes, tried to reduce stress in many forms, etc. And thank God we actually fell pregnant, which was wonderful. And so that really catapulted my desire and actual drive to learn nutritional therapy professionally. And so I did that. And actually that decision was brilliant to make because unfortunately in the time my dad had actually got diagnosed with a glioblastoma, which is a grade 4 brain tumour. And it was from that, from taking him for his chemotherapy and visits, that I just saw, I suppose, out front. And this is, I love the NHS. I've got family that work in the NHS. But I think when I saw the food, for the chemo patients, in white bread sandwiches, there was biscuits. It was very, almost what I would call the ultra-processed foods. I just knew that wasn't a healing food for any chemotherapy patient, really. And so I really did start to get a passion upon that and accelerated my training and obviously qualified and just really passionate to help people and just help people stand back and think. Because I think so many of us are so busy constantly. I was corporate company, not thinking, just motoring on. Until we stop and think, we just do what we trying to survive each day, really. And so for me, now applying this knowledge, this passion, I find that super rewarding in trying to help others get the best health span they possibly can.
You're a fully qualified nutritionist now. You changed your life because you realized you had to change your health, and it happened gradually. Now you're qualified. Have you found that the conversations with friends, family, and also complete strangers change when you mention you're a nutritionist? Do you experience that consultation download effect?
Oh, I do, Dawn. I'm sure that you do as well. It's almost when you meet your friends and things like that. It's even like for lunch, you're talking about your lunch. It's an actual conversation. But when friends have got a pain point, a lot of my friends go through this menopausal transition, asking advice, and even down to getting quite a lot of work done in the house at the minute, and quite a lot of workmen coming through the door and saying about the joint aches and things like this. And so actually, it's nice sometimes to be able to exchange that information. And I don't know about you, Dora, but I do find it more difficult with family, because I think as family, they see you as either a daughter, a mum, a sister, an aunt, rather than an actual professional, because to them, you've always been something else. And although they'll take a few bits on board, it's come from you. So I do find family can be maybe not wanting to onboard the information as much, but certainly those that have got curiosity, always a conversation starter as soon as you say you're a nutritional therapist.
It's a big conversation starter, Nicola. It's like literally as soon as you say nutritionist, even perfect strangers want to seriously download, what should I be taking for this? What should I be taking for that? What should I be eating? And that's what we're going to be talking about today, like looking into a nutritionist supplement stash, what they take and why are they taking it and what are those non-negotiables, just to give people a bit of feedback on what we think about the nutritional world and what helps us from an expert's perspective, just in case it helps others, because as your family don't always want to listen to what we've got to say, but most other people are interested. So hopefully I think our listeners will be really interested in what we're talking about today, as in terms of what we're taking. What are the oddest nutrition related questions that you've been asked, Nicola, in terms of that consultation download effect? What are people most intrigued about in terms of what you eat and what supplements you take?
Of course, I think there's a few stories that I can't tell, but not certainly on air, that have been asked, but obviously it's interesting to see what people are thinking. But I think one of the common things, and again, I'd be interested to get your view on this, because I think people are bamboozled, to be honest, first and foremost, about the supplements, and there's that many on shelf. They're seeing that many on social media. They don't know what is a good supplement. Do they need it? Do they not need it? Why should they be taking it? And I think that this is a conversation that's really valuable actually in having, because there's so much information out there. Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it applicable to them? What is the person's pain points? What are they trying to achieve? That there is no, I think some of us in any respect of life sometimes want a magic bullet, and there is no magic bullet. It's a myriad of different things, isn't it? As well as obviously finding the right supplementation for you, because we know the body's dynamic. What perhaps worked for me 5 years ago, I'm having to adjust the wheel all the time as I move through different life phases or different phases of stress perhaps as well. And so I think that's a big conversation at the moment. It's almost picking out as well the quality from those out there that claim they've got everything in, but is it in the right format? Is it in the right dosage? Can the body easily use those nutrients within that supplement?
You're so right, because I have so many people coming to me saying, oh, I'm taking this, I'm taking that. And then they show me what they're taking. It's in their handbag or we're in their house. And sometimes my heart sinks, Nicola. Do you know what I mean? It's a supplement, great, but it's the cheapest one, the cheapest form. And they've heard in the media a certain nutrient's good, magnesium is good, vitamin C is good, that's good. And we know there are health claims around these supplements that they do make a difference to our body. But what we don't see in the media and the information out there always is that we need to take the right form. We need to be able to absorb it. We need to be able to take it into our body and use it. The body needs to recognize that supplement. So I think there's a lot of education needed, not only on what you should be taking, as you say, but what form of the nutrients should you be taking? How much should you be taking? When should you be taking it? And these are really intelligent questions to ask when you're downloading off a nutritionist. But I think some people don't even know to ask that question, do they?
Exactly, because this nitty gritty, this detail isn't in those media headlines. It's not in the social media ads. Because of course, and there's a lot of celebrity endorsements out there. There's a lot of what I would call flash in the pan supplement companies that will drive things out on social media, but then I'll catch the latest wave of trends, but then quickly pull back. And so I do think you're quite right. They are the clever questions to ask. And actually, I was only just at a professional therapist show actually last week in the NEC. And it was a lot of musculoskeletal therapists, such as chiropractors, osteopaths, etc. And it was interesting having conversations with them because they was actually asking the same questions. And obviously, they've got much more knowledge. And they're very keen to get things right because obviously their clients trust them, as we do obviously when working with some kind of therapist. And so I do think that these are the right questions to ask. And I think that the more transparency that supplement companies can have around the formats they use and then do that education about why is this format. Let's take a key one that most people will be able to relate to, but let's take two examples. We've got magnesium, comes in many different forms in terms of supplements. And here at Vive Active, we use magnesium bisglycinate in the majority of our products. And then we've got a magnesium complex, which we use three premium forms in the citrate, the bisglycinate and the taurate. And the consumer maybe just sees magnesium. They've heard they need to take magnesium. And so they're going to pick a magnesium off shelf. But what's the difference between something that's $8.95, for example, versus $21.95? And so then you need to look at the back of the pack and look at the actual form and also look at the dosage as well. So in magnesium, if you're taking oxide, this can upset a lot of people's tummies. They maybe don't tolerate it well. It can cause them the loose stools. And so this is what I would call the cheaper form of magnesium supplementation. So it's something to look out for. And I think the second example I'll give there, Dora, is vitamin B9. We know it as folic acid, as folate in foods. And then we've got the methylated form, which the body can easily absorb. And so some people cannot use folic acid in that form because they can't convert it because of some slight genetic change. And so they can't use that. So they need the methylated form to be able to use it straight away. And so I think it's just knowing these little bits of details, which actually can help people get that full efficacy and the results that they're looking for from supplementation.
Really going down into the nitty gritty. And as we know, magnesium is a major one that is a non-negotiable for us. It makes such a difference. It's involved in 700 processes in the body, from bone health to relaxation, hormonal health, etc. So it's important to know what you're getting because you don't want to waste your money, do you?
Exactly. And I think that's the key thing. A lot of people will just buy, they've seen the magnesium, for example, and they'll have to put them off shelf. What could say the same about omega-3 fish oil? Is it high potency or is it just not rich in the EPA and the DHA, which is what we actually need? And you can see that headline and then pull it off shelf or you can buy it off social media. It might be low potency. It might be the cheaper form. It might have fillers and binders in, what we would call bulking agents. And so what are you really paying for? And are you going to get the results that you're looking for from that supplementation over time? And yeah, it is really trying to delve into the nitty gritty. Always look at the breakdown of ingredients. And then you'll soon start to recognize a few different forms and then you'll know what you're actually starting to look for. It's a bit like reading food labels, isn't it? I think over time when you start reading food labels, you start recognizing little things. It's very similar, should I say, with that supplementation.
We all have to do that. We have to be responsible for what's going into our body. So if we're buying food or buying supplements, we need to know how to read those labels. So let's talk about getting that inside track from you, Nicola, and to find out what your nutrition and well-being non-negotiables are.
I think for me, and again, Dora, you may feel the same as I do, supplementation, I think, has definitely got a place in the majority of our lives at the moment because I think the food quality and even eating in a good diet, is it rich in the minerals that we think it is? And depending on which soil it's been grown in, has it been air-freighted? We've got all of these things, ultra-processed foods, we're rushing, are we sleeping? So have we got really those fundamentals in place first? The sleep, have we got 80% of our actual diet right? Are we drinking enough water? Are we moving our bodies? How are we thinking? Are we thinking positively? Are we surrounding ourselves in good social circles so that we feel elevated? So those, for me, those lifestyle things are absolutely what I would call the fundamentals to get yourself 80% there in terms of health. And it's almost like building a house, isn't it? I would see that as the actual complete foundations before you can start laying your bricks. And then I think supplementation for me is the extra 20% that we can get on top of all of that. And so we're just looking for those incremental gains all the time in how we can just keep dialing up and adjusting the dial. And for me, Dora, my, if you like, top fundamental supplements on top of that, on top of those, like that foundational lifestyle landscape, for me, it would be your multi that usually contains your essential vitamins and minerals. And they're called essential because obviously they are essential to our body in many respects. We've got omega-3s, and I think omega-3s, those essential, again, fatty acids that are really so rich and beautiful in fish. But I think, realistically speaking, are we eating as much fish as we used to? I remember my granddad was eating fish 4 or 5 times a week. But if we look at the price of fish now, a lot of people don't like to eat fish because of the mercury levels, or they've heard about those. So I think fish consumption's gone down, but we do need those essential fats. I think magnesium, we've talked about, a huge nutrient need across the body. And I think about things as well like vitamin D, those really actual fundamental essentials. And I think we've got to get all of that right then before actually then looking maybe at the more specialist type of supplements that might be talked about in the press.
So you said the multivitamin, those essential vitamins and minerals that we can't make in the body, we've got to take them in. I know with certain ones, we can't store them. So with the water-soluble ones, the B vitamins, the vitamin C, we cannot store those in the body. We need to be taking them in every day. And as you mentioned, our food supply isn't as nutritious as it used to be. The magnesium, we've talked about that. It is essential for so many processes in the body. And the omega-3s, and I guess, is that because of the brain health or hormonal health that you're keen on with omega-3s and essential?
Absolutely. And I think it's almost, we always think of brain health and it's crucial, DHA, especially within that, crucial for brain health. But I think when we think about omega-3s, it's really just to visualize ourselves. We'll look in the mirror and I'll see Nicola, you look in there and see Dora. So we just see this one entity. But actually, we are made up of about 30 to 50 trillion cells, all making up Nicola, all making up Dora. And all of those cells are surrounded by this fatty membrane, and they're kept healthy by this fatty membrane, keeping things within the cell that we want in there and keeping things out that we don't want in the cells. And omega-3s literally form part of every single membrane in all of those trillions of cells in the body, and particularly high concentration in the brain because the brain is fatty tissue. And so I think when we think about it like that, it just gives it another level rather than something that we just say, because obviously omega-3s have been talked about for a long time. We know the importance of fish. And so I think when we think of it like down to that cellular level, and for every single cell we need it, we go back to the house analogy here, Dora. It's almost, we just said we need a really strong foundation and start laying the bricks. And then if we think about the cell, and I used to explain it actually to clients as if to have a healthy cell, you've got this lovely membrane. It will only let things in that you want in there and let things out, excrete the waste out. But it's almost, if you've not got a healthy membrane, it might be like leaving the door of your house open. You've got like the wind blowing all the leaves and the dust and the grit, and you're constantly trying to sweep things out. And so I always think of this cell like that, and why these omega-3s are so essential to our full systemic health and wellness.
I love what you're saying, because the analogy you make of when you look at somebody, you see their cells. It's just a conglomeration of all their cells put together, because we are cells and beneath that we're atoms, but we're cells. And those cells have that fatty, their phospholipid bilayer. So that fatty layer surrounding them, that's letting stuff in, letting stuff out. For me, if I see somebody with eczema, immediately I'm thinking their cells need omega-3. They need those essential fats. So I can see it on their skin. Some people, when they're depressed, I know they need omega-3. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. That's none of my business if you need to get something from the doctor. But I know for sure that omega-3 can help you feel a lot better on an emotional level, when your levels are good. And that's why the dosing is so important. So I love what you say about that as well. You also mentioned vitamin D. There's been a lot in the news about vitamin D. You mentioned that as a crucial one. Is that because of immunity or a lot of deficiency in winter that you think it's a non-negotiable?
Yeah, I think everybody thinks about it as the winter, if you like, vitamin. But I think really vitamin D for overall rounded health, because it's needed again for so many processes within the body. And actually, it's said to act a lot more like a hormone rather than an actual vitamin, even though it's classed as a vitamin. And so it's got literally effects on, we know about the strength of our bones, obviously a crucial component of teeth, absolutely fundamental for immunity, but really again, thinking about mood as well here with vitamin D. So many studies in terms of vitamin D and even supporting what we would call the endocrine system, so the hormonal balance system. Lots of research into that, lots of research in support of brain health as well and sleep. And so it really is one of those clear essentials where I think a lot of people do find it or feel it, don't they, in winter, of course, because we know the greatest source is sunlight. But then can we convert that sunlight? And are we exposing ourselves to that sunlight at key times? Because this time of the year, if I look out the window right now, Dora, it's raining, it's grey, and obviously that sunlight is to an absolute minimum. It depends what climate we live in. Do we have light skin or dark skin and how much vitamin D we can actually take in? There's so many variables really with vitamin D, and it's really what I would call a bolts and braces approach to that systemic overall health again.
Love what you're saying. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about those insider secrets, a look into a nutritionist supplement's desk, what they take and where they take it with Nicola Sainty, nutritional therapist and education manager at Revive Active, after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. We're talking with Nicola Sainty, Education Manager, Nutritional Therapist, Revive Active. And we're talking about those insider secrets. I look into a nutritionist supplement stash, what they take and why they take it. We, as nutritionists, people trying to find out what we're taking, what we think is good, we should be eating, what we think they should be eating. And we thought it was important to talk about this on the radio because people are very interested in this job, aren't they, Nicola?
Oh, for sure. And it's, we said, but it's as soon as you start talking to people and you say, what do you do? It is intriguing because at the end of the day, everybody eats food, don't we? We all eat food. So people naturally want to know the best food that they can be eating, perhaps why something's not settling well with them. So I think everybody's got their own take on food and they're very interested in a professional's opinion.
As soon as I say I'm a nutritionist, I tell you what, they can't get enough of it. They want to know what should they be taking, what should their kids be taking, what should, honestly, it's, and I love talking about it. So it's good to talk about it on the radio with you today. Let's talk about those recent trends that you find are non-negotiables, because there's so many products out on the market. There are new trends all the time. We see celebrity endorsements. But what is effective and what is marketing hype? Because I think people really need to know and distinguish between that, don't they?
I think that's completely key, Dora. For me, like we've said, trends come and go. There's always something in the limelight. We talked about magnesium a little bit earlier because that was in the limelight and it still is now. But I think for good reason, and it is an essential mineral. And so I think that absolutely deserves its place. And I think about something probably that's exploded, I would say probably about over the last 3 years, is collagen. There's been so much about collagen. I think at one point it was the most searched term. But again, I think with collagen, I am an advocate of it. But I think, again, you've got to do your research on dosage, format. What are the nutrients are you taking the collagen with? Or what actually is wrapped around that in terms of the supplement? Because there's various forms of collagen. There's various dosages. We go through stages of life where we might lose collagen a lot quicker than obviously we did when we were younger. So it's, for me, again, it's really looking at your need, your stage of life, and then trying to match that with the right collagen supplement for you if you do choose to take that. Because collagen's not just about beauty anymore. A lot of athletes as well and sports therapists will be looking at collagen, particularly looking at that support around the full musculoskeletal system and just keeping that agility and kind of that tensile strength as well.
Well, when you say the cofactors, when you say that we've got to be careful, we need to know which one to buy, and there are different types and there are certain nutrients that help us to absorb it better. For our listeners today, can you give us the inside track on that from a nutritionist perspective? What should they be looking out for, and what's the collagen that you like to recommend?
Yeah, I think first of all, the collagen that I like to recommend, and I've tried, and I've got no dietary restrictions as well, because I think if you have got dietary restrictions, that's already going to narrow what you're actually going to be able to look at. But the main two types out there are bovine and marine collagen. And I have tried bovine collagen, but for me personally, I don't particularly like it. I think it's quite hard to mix, because that's the other thing. Obviously, you've got to mix it in this room temperature water and mix it quite slowly in the ones that I've taken before, my experience. And so it can be quite gelatinous and to actually take. And so I do prefer marine. I find that mixes much more easily as well. And is a lot of studies behind it saying it's more absorbable because it's like a smaller, what we would call molecular size, so more easily absorbable into the body tissue as well. And so I do the marine collagen. But then I think when you are looking at that, so you're looking at how much marine collagen. I'm definitely midlife now in that menopausal transition, so I'm losing my collagen at a much faster rate than clearly somebody in the 30s. And estrogen's got a huge effect on collagen production and collagen stimulation. And so actually now that decline is probably quite steep for me at my stage of life. And so I'm looking for what I would call like a good dosage. And so for me, that's about 8,500 milligrams. And then you really look at the cofactors that are surrounding that, because vitamin C is essential for that collagen process in the body and to be able to actually take that in as well, as is copper. As well. And these are some of the integral cofactor nutrients that really do support that collagen usage. And there's another nutrient actually as well called MSM, which is like a sulfur. And so that as well, it forms a big part of the connective tissue. And so you're really looking at what else is in that collagen supplement, whether you're trying to drive that to your skin, hair and nails, or whether you're trying to drive that to your joints. And for me, hyaluronic acid is almost just goes hand in hand. I think we've all heard about that in skin creams and serums, that plumping effect that we're probably looking for. And certainly when we get down to joints, to really protect that joint capsule and give that fluidity as well to movement and to that shock absorption. So really looking at what is wrapped around that collagen as well.
I'm glad that you don't just think it's a hype, because a lot of people are really following collagen. A lot of people say, oh, we can't absorb it, we can't use it. Personally, I don't agree with that. I've read the research around this. I'm a big fan of collagen. I love the one from Revive Active myself. So I'm glad it's not just a hype. And I like to use it for digestive health as well, Nicola. I know you mentioned not just skin, we can use it for the joints as well, but I love it for digestive health because we have to think about our skin within as well, the integrity of the digestive system, and to seal those barriers, because sometimes when we're stressed out, the digestive system can open up the barrier can open up when we're stressed. And I find that collagen is great for that.
Completely agree. And I think it says a lot of people are taking it to support digestive health now. And absolutely, because if we've got that strong digestive, obviously like lining that barrier, again, it goes a bit back to that cell analogy earlier on, where we're taking in nutrients that we want into the system and we're keeping out pathogens that we don't necessarily want in. And so again, that's like leading into immunity. So the stronger we can have in terms of that digestive barrier, the much better we are as well placed for obviously that systemic health thereon.
We'll do a roundup of all the supplements and then the nutrients that you've mentioned during our show towards the end. But just before then, I'd love to talk about the other fundamentals, because I know before we even start taking supplementation, we do need to get certain things in place in order for our body to be healthy enough to absorb it, to use it, etc. What are your thoughts on the absolute building blocks, the fundamentals of our diet and our lifestyle that we need to have in place before we then start thinking about supplementation as the next step?
Sure. And I think with these fundamentals, you talked a little bit earlier about getting the diet about 80% right. And what does that mean? Because it can be not just what we are eating, it's what we're not eating. So as I always think this, we can move the dial, but actually we can get double effect from that. And so just as an example here, if we are drinking, let's say, fizzy pop, and that can be any brand, there's some brands that spring to mind, but so let's say fizzy pop, we know it's an anti-nutrient. So we know that's actually going to affect the bones. It's not doing us any good whatsoever. Like, again, either it's probably got a lot of sugar in it, so affecting our blood sugar, or maybe it's got the artificial sweeteners in. There's so many effects on that in terms of gut microbiome, even brain health. And so if we just did a simple swap and took out that fizzy pop and then either added in water for that or perhaps like a nice herbal tea, that is, for me, that is double effect, because we've taken out the anti-nutrient, but we've put in something much more nutritious that's going to actually hydrate the body. And so for me, there's always, it's a bit like a dial, isn't it? Even like with the fundamentals, for me, it's almost, yes, looking at everything that you're eating in terms of that basic plate, half of the plate, what I usually say to vegetables, and then I would have the protein on there, the quality protein. By that, I am an omnivore, so I eat meats and poultry and fish. And so for me, that might be a chicken breast with half the plate to vegetables. And then maybe it's a few essential fats, whether that's a drizzle of olive oil, for example. And so it could be that. And then obviously, of course, you can get cleverer with that. You can start putting fermented foods on things like this. But for the basic kind of 80% there, if you're looking at that kind of vegetable heavy plate, along with your protein, along with a bit of healthy fat, you are literally 80% there. And you can just keep adding on these 1% and shifting. So that's, I would see that as a sort of really actually good basic diet, and really do limit these off-the-shelf packet foods and grab-and-go bars and all of this type of thing. Because again, they might look like appealing at the time and fill a gap. But again, I always think of food as a message to the body. And what message are we giving the body? Can it use it nutritiously? Is it going to help feed the gut microbiome? Or actually, is it quite chemically processed and something that the body's now got to work out really hard to filter out? So that would be my view there on diet. And then I think when we get to sleep, for me, Dora, this is just free to us all. And it's just one of the hardest things, I think, that we all find in this modern world to actually get right. And with social media, people might be on it too late. There's a blue light, but there's also the triggering of the system that we might see on social media. So there's a bit bad habit now, isn't there? So you're going to sit your phone to bed and then start scrolling, or it might be the first thing you look at when you get up. And I think if you look at kind of sleep, probably we talk about sleep hygiene, a really nice sleep routine, and you've got that diet right. For me, that's already two really big ones of this foundational house that I would call. I don't know if you'd agree with that.
When we sleep well, when we're hydrated, our digestion is better. Then when we then go on to take supplements, we can absorb those more effectively. If we're dehydrated, it's difficult to absorb things. Very difficult. It's also difficult to detox.
Definite, absolutely. And what you said there is key. Without kind of that hydration, I always think it's a bit sludgy inside the body. So you've not got that movement. You might feel it in your joint aches. You might literally feel sluggish. You might be a bit slow to recall things as well, because again, we've not got that fluidity. And so you're quite right that when it takes, you're taking supplementation, that the more fluid you actually are, you're able to take those in and obviously able to use those nutrients. And I think just one of the beautiful things about some of our products, it encourages hydration, because actually some of our supplements are actually powders. And so the powder, and then obviously you add the water to them. And so it encourages you as well just to either sip that over time or take that water in, along with obviously all of those essentials in terms of some of the multis. And so that kind of really works in terms of solubility, in terms of easy on digestion. That's a really good idea, because I love powders, I love capsules, but you've still got to break down that capsule shell, obviously, before the nutrients are accessible. If you're suffering a bit of digestive upset, etc., actually a powdered supplement in a drink form can be a really nice, easy, gentle way to be able to take these essentials in.
That's what I absolutely love about the Revive Active powders. And I love it. I got that special gift box where you get that big glass container. I'm really into glass now because it's good to stay away from plastics. And you put that powder in your big glass jar or your cup, add your filtered water or your mineral water. And it's just a pleasure to take. It's actually enjoyable. You can take it out of you in the day, drink it as you go and all. I set myself a little goal to get it drunk by lunchtime. I have it there on my desk and it hydrates me. So it's actually something I look forward to. And supplements sometimes in the capsules, they are wonderful. But for some people, it can be a chore. And some people don't like swallowing capsules. To have that powder form in a way that you can hydrate yourself mixed with water, I think that is wonderful, especially people that have digestive problems, that have issues with capsules, that won't have issues drinking water. Sometimes people don't like just drinking plain water. When you add this powder, you actually get the wonderful taste and you get the nutrition as well. You're getting everything in one.
Absolutely. And that's a beautiful way to be able to do it. We talked, Luke, didn't we, a little bit earlier on about vitamin D. And if we just take vitamin D, for example, often essentials or nutrients work better with what we would call the cofactors in terms of synergies, and they amplify the effects of each other, but actually help each other work better. And so we talked about vitamin D. And so vitamin D really works with magnesium and also works with vitamin K2 to actually put calcium, if you like, what I would just say very simply, into the right place in terms of the bones, for example. And so again, when you're looking at this, and people often go into a health food store or a pharmacy and say, I've been told I've got low vitamin D, I need a vitamin D. But actually, are they also low in magnesium? Mm-hmm. Have they got any vitamin K2 in the diet? And so you really are thinking, that's why I do love a good substantial multi, because you're looking at, again, all those cofactors that are actually needed to help the nutrient that you really tuned into to actually work better and do what it's needed to do.
The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio, and I'm speaking with Nicola Sainty, Education Manager from Revive Active, about insider secrets and look into a nutritionist supplement stash, what they take and why they take it. Because as nutritionists, we're always getting people asking us about these important questions. People are curious. They want to know how they can help themselves. They want to know what they should eat, which supplements should be taking, and they're confused. So they want a bit of clarity. Now, we talked about those fundamentals, Nicola, the diet, the sleep, the hydration. I guess activity and moving your body in terms of circulation is also important, as well as mood and positive mindset, isn't it?
But definitely. I think if we look, a great example of that, isn't it, is if you, for example, look to the blue zones in the world. And if you think about the Greeks, the Mediterranean diet that we see is so healthy, it's all about all of that. They've got the fresh fish from the sea. They're very social when they're eating. So they bring all of the family together for that social connection. And you'll often eat maybe something like 7, 8, 9 o'clock actually at night, but it's nice and warm. The last thing, all of the meal goes in the middle, and the sharing and the talking all of the time. Activity, you've got that fresh air. I think all of these are absolutely crucial. And really, it's just depending on your lifestyle and your time, your stage of life. It's doing what you can out of each of those components and trying to get some big wins there. And then we can start adding on these supplements, which I say like 20%, and start moving yourself. There's 1% incrementals as well, like these stack up your health factors, get the foundations right, and then put these in. You can move yourself quite dramatically, actually, in terms of what I would like to say, like health span. And I think we can all live longer these days. A lot of medical advancements. We can live a lot longer. But how much quality have we got in terms of that extra lifespan? Are we able to do things and enjoy it? Are we actually unable, not very mobile, to actually enjoy it or travel or whatever it might be that we actually want to achieve?
What are your thoughts on getting that 20% gain?
Yeah, absolutely, Dora. Because again, I think we said earlier, some of us were looking for that. Sometimes we all like quick wins. We've got busy lives. But really, when you're looking at health, you've got to attack it from all of these factors that we've talked about. And then you're looking for these 1%, if you like, incremental gains to get that optimal health. Because some of us get so far and then we feel satisfied with that, but we might just feel okay, better than we did, but we're okay. We're still maybe not bouncing out of bed in the morning and feeling full and vital, but we're just getting by. But I think you don't have to settle for just feeling okay or just getting by. You can really shoot for optimal health by just adding in these 1%. And I think once you've got a habit cemented, whether it's around any of the fundamentals we talked about, whether it's a sleep that you're trying to do in terms of get yourself to that quality 8 hours or 7 hours, or whether it's actually you've got your supplements, if you're taking them, you've got them visible to you, because we can buy supplements and they can go in the cupboard, we forget about them. So they're visible. And so it becomes a daily habit that you're able to see and take them. And I think great example of this 1% movement over time is, I think it was the British cycling team. For years, they didn't actually hardly win anything. I think it was one Olympic medal in something just over 70 years. Then they got the new coach in that took over, and he was really into getting these 1% marginal gains. And actually, they just kept looking at every single element. And they looked at the spokes of the wheel, the tyres, but even down to where the mechanics was actually looking at the bikes and the dust on the floor, and was that actually on the back? They literally looked at every single thing, you know, about the athlete. Did they have the same pillow for sleep wherever they were sleeping, in whichever hotels? And so by moving these 1%, they just started to win the Olympic gold medals. They started to win the Tour de France. They was really then known as actually then one of the best squads in the world. And I think that goes to show that over time, what seems like tiny changes, and you might not feel a difference straight away, they really do stack up. Then it's these stacking factors that actually get you to that health, that not just feeling okay and great, looking in the mirror and thinking, actually, I'm quite a glow about me. And so it's really those signs, physically, your vitality, that glow about you, you feel mentally sharper, that you're starting to look for. And that's really directing you towards that, I would say, that optimal health.
And I think part of that is getting those supplements in. Those are some stacking factors. So the ones that we talked about that you mentioned, the vitamin D, the vitamin C, the also multivitamin, getting that in every day to remove that guesswork. So definitely really important. I think that it's important to know about how you incorporate your nutrients in your day, Nicholas, for those stacking factors. When do you take your multivitamin, and how do you incorporate the other supplements that you recommended into your daily diet?
Sure. For me, like we've just said, the multi for me is, that's my literal foundation, because for me, that's got in my essentials. But without those, and without having those levels, everything else is going to maybe struggle to get to that optimal level. So for me, I'm taking my multi, and that would be a daily ritual for me in the morning, because I think that's how I form my routine. I'm up early, and so I like to have my multi. I'll take that along with my omega-3. Then I know I've got in what I would call those essentials. And then really for me, I like to take my magnesium. I do take our magnesium complex, and I actually take those before bed, usually about an hour, because we've got a high amount of magnesium bisglycinate in there. And bisglycinate is the form that really helps to support the nervous system. And so for me, that's one of my crucial factors that I take before sleep to help me relax. And of course, I've got my vitamin D there within the multi, but all of those synergistic factors. I think I also mentioned earlier on, Dora, that I am at that stage of life now where I'm losing, obviously, that collagen at such a rate. I am aware of that. And so I do like my collagen complex as well. And so I'll just usually weave that in terms of the afternoon, or I might just take it before food. It really depends how my day is going, the level of activity. But that's usually my daily routine. And when I'm traveling, I do try and actually keep that up. I think the beauty of one of our supplements is really that they're easily transportable. We've got them in packets in terms of our powders. And so for me, it's really easy to keep that routine when I'm traveling and just keep that consistent, particularly as I'll need more support when I'm traveling anyway.
Yeah, I like to have them out on the side in the kitchen counter so that when I get up in the morning, I put them out at night, I get up in the morning and then I take them because then I know I remember. That's my stacking factor, just to make it easy for me. And when I go away again, I put them out on the side near the the kettle in the hotel room. I put them there just because that's why my mineral water. Just to remind me, because you need that visual clue. Now, for your multivitamin, are you taking the Revive Active or the Zest Active?
I actually take Zest Active, which is one of my favourites. I love L-theanine. Now, theanine, that compound, really helps us just almost be able to focus and think. But then I do alternate that, Dora, with our Meno Active, actually, because I think I'm going through that menopausal transition. And so I do use the Meno Active as well, because I am, obviously, it's got the digestive enzymes in there for me. It's got the women-specific bacteria in there as well. And so I do alternate it with Zest. But Zest will always be one of my favourites, particularly if I'm doing exercise.
Wonderful. And I know you mentioned the essential fats. So when would you take your omega-3 fat?
I would take that in the morning, Dora, because then I know that I've got those, what I would class my essentials. I've taken them in the morning because I would normally take my supplements and then have breakfast. But I'll have worked out usually before I do any of that. So I'm up early, I'm working out, take the dog out, I'll come back, I'll take my supplements, have breakfast, and that's my usual routine. And then I feel like I've done those self-care essentials before then I get stuck into the workday.
Wonderful. Okay, this is great. It's been wonderful to have you on the show. I'd love you just for our listeners today to sum up in a conclusion so that they can tick this off the list and get a bit motivated, especially at the end of 2025, going into 2006 with a clear plan of what should they be taking? What are these nutritionist non-negotiables? So if you could just run through, I'd really appreciate that, Nicola.
Of course, my top ones are really good, substantial, multivitamin, multimineral that you can get all in one. I'd be taking a high potency, so it's got high amounts of EPA and DHA in terms of omega-3. So multi and omega-3, magnesium. And those are those three complete essentials. I'd want my vitamin D, of course, to be in my multi. And then I do take a collagen daily because I am at that stage of life. But I think it's also you're looking at the form. You're looking at the amounts of vitamins, minerals, collagen within your supplement. So you look at the potency, that dosage, the form, and have they got those synergistic ingredients in that's really going to help that work. I think we know the body's dynamic. And so I think it's really important that you just keep on tuning in. Once you've got to a certain level, how do you feel? What do you think you might need now? Has there been big stress in your life, which actually might have altered a lot of things? So again, once you've got the essential foundation base, actually, then you can start adding on a couple of things if you need to, or you can just take something out. It really, you've got to keep tuning into your body. It is dynamic. You support it with that foundational base, but keep tuning in to actually what you need. You might go through a period where you can't eat as well as what you wanted to. So actually, then therefore your support need is greater. So always just think about what's going on. Stop and reassess if you can every couple of weeks, every month, and just think about what your particular needs are. What are you trying to achieve?
Listeners, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed presenting it. Join us again next week on the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show's sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, offering solutions across all life stages. Revive Active are committed to pure, premium and positive solutions for everyone's well-being needs, working with your body's needs from morning to night. From energy to a restful sleep, kids' health to active aging. We've teamed up to provide UK Health Radio listeners with 15% off their range. So you can try it for yourself. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio 15 to see what Feeling Super is all about. Till next week, thank you and goodbye.